Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much. Chair, first off, I would like to commend you for your re-election as the chair rapporteur of this working group. This group has held 8 sessions since 2014. The results of these discussions have allowed, in particular, for the identification of the negative impacts of the activities undertaken by transnational corporations and other business enterprises on human rights the world over. Human rights violations in the context of trade and business operations, either directly on by the transnational corporations or through their supply chains indirectly, has disproportionately affected developing countries. This has been underscored on an ongoing basis in this working group. This group has identified, Mr. Chairman, the need to improve the rules on responsibility of the corporations and companies and to provide effective resources for the victims of human rights abuses and violations by transnational corporations and other business enterprises. This must go beyond the voluntary approaches to binding approaches. Violations and human rights abuses by private parties, and in particular transnational corporations, is a key component of the responsibility of transnational corporations. This working group and its work should lead to states adopting legal commitments that are effective to ensure that trade practices of the corporations respect internationally recognized human rights, including through the establishment of effective national procedures for the prevention of these violations. Chair, the negotiations over the last 8 years by this working group, and in particular the third revised draft of the legally binding instrument, are the basis for the road ahead. They're based on years of shared evidence shared by communities and individuals that have suffered violations of their human rights as a result of business practices, and it has come from extensive deliberations of experts on different legal provisions. We would like to underscore as well the important role played by civil society organizations, the important role that they continue to play. It is necessary then that we have a constructive participation of all members of the working group in order to meet the specific mandate of Resolution 26/9, that is to say the creation of a legally binding instrument that is comprehensive and effective. It must prevent human rights violations and abuses and provide support and effective redress individually or collectively for the victims in those jurisdictions where these companies have established their activities. Lastly, Chair, I should like to reiterate the strong support of South Center as an intergovernmental body when it comes to guaranteeing a positive and timely outcome of this important process. Thank you very much.